Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 20th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, How to Reach Heaven. The young man in the gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 19 verses 16 through 22 thought he was doing everything right, yet something made him feel uncertain about it. Something made him ask Jesus how to gain eternal life. When I pose the questions to Catholics, do you know if you're going to heaven? Many say no. They hope so, but they're not sure. These are good Christian Catholics, not pew sitters who show up at church only out of the fear of hell, unaffected by the transforming power of the Eucharist, doing little during the week to grow closer to God. These are people who dearly love the Lord, confess their sins, and happily serve the church with their gifts and talents. When I ask if they mean they'll probably stop in purgatory first, they usually reply that they just don't know. Purgatory is not the problem. What if? This is what they ask me. What if, before they die, due to their imperfections, they turn away from Jesus? Notice that Jesus didn't tell his young questioner that he wasn't going to reach heaven unless he became perfect. Keeping the commandments was enough, but to add treasures to his home in heaven, he would need to detach himself from earthly possessions. Jesus wasn't concerned about the guy having too much. He was concerned about his priorities. Here was a good lad who dutifully obeyed all the laws. Why? So that he could gain something, everlasting life. Notice that it was all about self. What do I get out of it? The real treasures of life are the ones we share with others. Consider which commandments Jesus quoted on this occasion. He left out the ones that focus on our relationship with God. He listed only those that deal with how to treat people. Jesus gave him a challenge that, if he worked on it and wrestled with it and accepted it, would help him outgrow his selfishness. As long as we love others, we can be sure that we are not turning away from Jesus. And if we love Jesus and understand that he died because he loves us, there's no doubt about it. We will get to heaven, although probably with the help of purgatory's purging. For God is love, and if we have love, we have God, and if we have God, we have eternal life with him. If our fears are true about someday turning our backs on the Lord, then it's because we're already doing it by turning our backs on the people who need our love. Lawful obedience to God's commandments produces loving actions towards others, unless we're obeying merely for, what do I get out of it? Our heaven-bound holiness shows up in the way we treat others, what we share with them, and the mercy that we give to those who are difficult to love. This is the treasure we will never want to give up, for it means we have truly embraced Jesus and the reasons why he died. Eternal life in heaven is a sure thing.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.